This is All Things Considered. From NPR News, I'm Alyssa Block.
And I'm Michelle Norris. John Paul II will be beatified in Rome on Sunday, bringing him just one step away from sainthood. But as NPR's Barbara Bradley Haggerty reports, some Catholics question whether the late pontiff is being elevated too quickly.
The chants began even before John Paul had been put to his final rest. Santo Subito, sainthood now, the crowds shouted during his funeral procession. A month later, Pope Benedict XVI, his successor and close friend, launched the process that would do just that.
I was not surprised at all.
Archbishop Timothy Dolan of New York, who observed John Paul up close when he lived in Rome, says this is not a difficult call.
I was able to see him with people. I was able to see him at prayer and worship. I was able to see him with the poor. I was able to watch him in his travels. And I knew there was something mystical. There was something transcendent. There was something unique.
Dolan says John Paul's character and achievements are indisputable. The Polish Pope is credited with helping bring down communism. He restored relations with the Jews. He forgave the assailant who nearly killed him, and he wooed a young generation back to the faith. John Paul revitalized every part of the church, says theologian and author Michael Novak.
We have a whole wave of priests throughout the Catholic Church who call themselves John Paul II priests. There are also a wave of people who became Catholics because of John Paul II. I mean, his effect on minds and hearts was just unparalleled, maybe in all human history.
In short, John Paul had charisma, said 21-year-old Joseph Leverato as he ran into noon mass at St. Matthew's Cathedral in Washington, D.C.
He's kind of like the Reagan or the Obama of popes. He was appealing. He felt like he was a warm, caring, loving Holy Father.
24-year-old Julia Sendor said her family is throwing a party on Sunday to celebrate the beatification.
It's a sign that even in our modern world, you can have people who can make a change, you know, with their faith. So, yeah, we're really excited.
But Nicholas Porritt was less enthusiastic.
His record was far from unblemished, and there were certainly many bad things that happened in the church while he was pope. So I'm not sure this rush to beatify him is necessarily in the best interests of the church.
Under normal circumstances, the Vatican waits 5 years before it even starts the process of making someone a saint. But in John Paul's case, Pope Benedict waived the waiting period. That has Catholics across the spectrum concerned. Christopher Bellido, a church historian at Kane University in New Jersey, says, "What's the rush?"
One of the reasons why you want to go slowly is that you don't want to have a horrifying oops moment, because saints cannot be unsainted. I don't think that any time in history anyone has been de-canonized.
Popes require special care, says Father Joseph Fessio, the founder of Ignatius Press. He says it's one thing to fast-track Mother Teresa, who founded a ministry for the sick, but Fessio says the Vatican should take more time with the head of the church.
And as a pope, he's an historic figure. And usually historic figures don't take their place in history until after some history has gone by and they can be assessed, you know, from the longer distance.
The same rigor should apply to miracles, says Michael Matt, editor of the Catholic newspaper The Remnant. For beatification, the Vatican must conclude that Pope John Paul is responsible for a miracle, and the miracle says a French nun was healed from Parkinson's disease after praying to the late pontiff. But Matt says there are questions surrounding the miracle, whether her symptoms have come back, whether she had Parkinson's at all.
So when you combine those sort of question marks about the science, about the miracle, about the cure, many of us are very concerned about the reputation of our own church and about the scandals that could come out after this.
And then there's the sex abuse scandal. Matt says John Paul may not have been directly responsible.
But at the end of the day, the church has gone through this terrible period in which there was a dereliction of duty at every level of the hierarchy, including, it would appear, at the level of the papacy.
For example, John Paul failed to punish the American bishops who protected pedophile priests, and he neglected to investigate Father Marcial Maciel of the Legionaries of Christ, despite mounting evidence that Maciel had abused countless children. Archbishop Timothy Dolan says the Pope was initially slow to recognize the problem, but once he did, he summoned the U.S. bishops to Rome and told them to fix it.
So there might be some glitches, and there might be things that when you look back to say, I wish that would have been responded to in a different manner. But overwhelmingly, you're talking about a man of radiant virtue and extraordinary sanctity.
With the beatification assured, the Vatican will be looking for a second miracle that would elevate John Paul to sainthood. Barbara Bradley Haggerty, NPR News.